listening to Be Inspired, your one-stop shop for inspiration. Stay tuned for your inspiring show. Now, here's your host, Erica.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Be Inspired with me, Erica Latrice. This is your one-stop shop for inspiration. Coming up on today's show, I know that you are going to be inspired. Cliche, right? But no, my guest in the Be Inspired Cafe today, I'm telling you, if you're in a relationship right now or you're thinking about getting in a relationship, she has some great insight for both men and women. So you definitely want to stick around for that. Now, my message for you today is short, sweet, and simple. And it's this: stop playing small. I have a video about it. Go to my website. Go to my Facebook page, Erica Empowers. Stop playing small. So often we have unique gifts, talents, dreams. I work with clients, so many that don't even realize the magnitude of the things that they're good at. For example, I'm a public speaker by nature. I took public speaking in high school, never prepared for a speech, not saying this in a bragging way, but I just talk a lot. My mom used to call me Mouth of the South. So a public speaking class to me was just like, oh, you know, I wasn't even interested. When I got to college, I never even for once thought about doing communications. In retrospect, of course, I would have done a major in communications. But at the time, public speaking was so natural to me that I didn't even see it as something legit until I realized that there are people paying thousands upon thousands of dollars to learn how to go and stand in front of a room and stand in front of a crowd of 10,000. Whether it's a crowd of 10,000 or 2 million, I'm not saying this at all in a bragging way. I'm sure I would get slightly nervous, but I talk so much. It does not intimidate me. Coming up with a speech, what do you want me to do? A keynote? Or do you want me to talk for 10 minutes or 3 hours? Like, I talk a lot. And there is a gift that you have. I'm sure there are many, but there's a gift that you have that's just like that public speaking example. You don't even think anything of it. My best friend is a trainer. She can come up with a training routine to have you ready to fight her by the end of the routine because it's just so intense. And she can come up with this off the top of her head and it'd be very effective, but that's her gift. I remember as far back as I've known her, she's just been athletic and that was just something that she was gifted at. And I want you to take for a moment or think for a moment on what that thing is for you and stop playing small. I used to apologize about the things that I was good at. I never even told anyone that I wanted to be a speaker, that I wanted to get a message out to a lot of people. And I hope you're not in that same position. I will not talk your ears off about speaking, but I did want to remind you of that today, that it is not okay for you to play small and hide your gift. It is time for you to step out and stop worrying about what other people are going to say and grab hold of the very thing that you're good at and start using that to maximize your life. Now, our inspirational song of the day is coming up, and as soon as you finish hearing that snippet, on the other side of that song is our special guest who is talking about relationships today in the Be Inspired Cafe. Stay tuned.
Promise me, tell me it's all right.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Welcome you all to the Be Inspired Cafe. I am so pumped about our guest in the cafe today because she's going to help you if you're having any relationship issues or if you have some burning questions, then get ready for the answers because I have with me certified relationship expert Lori Ann Davis. How are you doing today, Lori?
I am great. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm so pumped about this one. I love relationship talk, so.
Me too.
So for those that may not have come in contact with you, could you tell us just a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I am a certified relationship specialist, which just means that I've got my master's in clinical psychology. I have been working with individuals, families, couples for over 28 years. I am a speaker as well, an author. I have a book called Unmasking Secrets to Unstoppable Relationships, which are my secrets to how to have a long-term amazing relationship. Also a relationship coach and a radio host. So I have a lot going on.
I love it. I love it when you have multiple outlets. So can you tell us what is an unstoppable relationship? What does that mean?
An unstoppable relationship is a term I came up with, so it's my own personal term. You can't find it anywhere else. But it means that, you know, when you're new to a relationship and we have all of that chemistry going on and it feels so wonderful, you know, that honeymoon phase of our relationships that we all love so much. And then, you know, as time goes on, that kind of goes away some for most people. But in replace of that, we build a foundation for a relationship. We build a friendship and a closeness. And that is wonderful, too. But we sort of lose some of that passion that we had in the beginning. So an unstoppable relationship means that we have both of those. We've built that foundation. We have that trust, that security, that closeness, that friendship with each other. But we have brought back into our relationship that passion and intimacy and excitement for each other that we had in the beginning.
That's a good point because, you know, you hear, well, I'm really into romantic comedies. I love, you know, the story with the friends that it turns into just this romantic relationship and then mm-hmm. they live happily ever after.
Right.
But in real life, it can be really just frustrating. So why do you think that romantic relationships get to that point of frustration?
It is a natural phase in relationships. It really isn't something you can avoid. You can minimize it, but it naturally happens. When we are new in a relationship, we have all these chemical reactions going on in our body. And as time goes on, usually the average is between 6 months and 2 years, those chemical reactions start to naturally go away. And, you know, that's the time most people get married. And, you know, or move in together. And
yes.
So they think that the feelings are changing because their feelings for each other are changing. And really that's not true. It just is a natural progression in a relationship. Now, there are things we can do so that that doesn't happen or so that we can get that back. You know, I was married for 25 amazing years. And I got butterflies, I think, almost every day when he walked in the door at the end of the day.
Wow.
We kept that alive for a very, very long time in our marriage. But it took work. It took, you know, there were things we needed to do to get there. So relationships, people get frustrated because they start to lose some of that, and they don't realize it's natural, and they don't know what to do to get it back. You know, we go to school for a long time. But does anybody really ever teach you what you need to know to have a really fulfilling, healthy, loving, safe, amazing relationship? They don't.
Of course not. No, they do
not. We should, but they don't.
Wow. Well, what would you say are some tips that you would give us, say, for the single woman and then for the single man? Because from what I've gathered, men and women want and need different things, would you say, or the same things from relationships?
No. In my book, I have a whole chapter about that. Men and women and women really do need and want different things out of relationships. Now, you know, I will preface that by saying, obviously, personalities can be different. So somebody might say, well, that doesn't fit me. Well, personalities influence it some. But in general, men and women want different things. Men are looking for somebody who, I just wrote a blog about this actually 2 weeks ago. Men are looking for somebody who thinks they are amazing and wonderful, somebody that they can be your hero. So they really do want to do for us. They want to serve us. They want to make us happy. But here's the thing, ladies. We have to appreciate that. We have to let them do that. We have to tell them how great they're doing. And we need to continue doing that, not just in the beginning of the relationship, but we need to continue to do that throughout the relationship so that they feel successful. Men want to be successful. And if they're not, they quit trying. So that is something that causes a lot of frustration in relationships. So ladies, if you're single and you're out there and you're dating, encourage him. Appreciate him and let him do things for you. Let him be the guy. You know, women have gotten out there in the work world and they are competing with men. They are equal to men in the work world and out there, which is wonderful. They should be. The problem is if you take that into your relationship, it doesn't work. And so I see a lot of very successful single women who are not successful in relationships because they've lost that ability, they've lost that know-how to step back and really be feminine again and allow the guy to do for them. So that's...
Lori. I'm jumping in because I have a question where...
Yes.
This is something that I come across a lot, where the woman is in a position where she's doing everything for him, whether it's buying things for him, laundry, they're not even committed. And then I find women get to that place of frustration, like, well, why isn't he willing
yes.
to commit to me? So what
set
are your
it
thoughts
up
on
so that? So that he didn't. Yes, you have set it up, not meaning to. Nobody ever does these things on purpose, which is one of the reasons I'm so passionate about helping people, because they're doing so much, but they're doing the wrong things, not meaning mm-hmm. to, and then they're frustrated. She should have, you know, it might be too late at this point in that relationship, but she should do the exact opposite. You really do want to allow him until you are married, until that relationship has that commitment, he needs to be the one that is doing more for you. Now, that doesn't mean, so what you actually do for him is appreciate him. You respect him. Make him feel like Superman. Make him feel amazing because he is serving you and making you happy. That sets up sort of, you know, this lifelong pattern where he will want to keep doing things for you. And the more you let him know how successful he is, the more he's going to want to do. There's no space for him. If you're doing all of those things for him, there's no space really for him to serve you. That serving you is what attracts him to you. That makes sense?
Oh, that's good. That's so good, because I feel like oftentimes in many relationships, but especially romantically, where we want to just pour out everything that we can come up with. But what I've realized too is when I've, you know, just seeing when the woman scales back and you're not just making yourself freely available, and that's what I have shared with friends in the past or seen myself for my own mistakes, is that initial phase when you're not really even concerned, and not concerned in the way that you're being mean or anything, but when you're just
right.
focused on your life and you're, you know, you're going to work
yes.
and you're doing the things that make you happy, then they're all over you. But
yes.
then the moment that you start canceling everything and becoming absorbed with that man,
right.
then
they no longer have anything. To pursue you. And even though we have changed a lot in our roles in society, biologically, we're still hardwired the same. You know, we haven't evolved that much from the past. Chemically, biologically, our brain development, we are still men and women. Men still have it. Biologically, they want to pursue. We need, as women, to let them and encourage them to pursue us. But we have sort of forgotten how to do that. We end up pursuing them. And so that doesn't work. So as women, we want to be pursued. We want that attention from men. You know, men are looking for that unconditional acceptance and respect, and they want to succeed. Women are looking for that unconditional love. We want to be cherished. We want to know that our guy thinks we're amazing and that he appreciates us and wants us, and that he would choose us again if we've been together for a while. We want to know that if he was out there 15, 20, 25, 50 years after we've been together, we're still the one he would choose. So we need that sort of reassurance from him. And so, guys, if you're listening, tell her often how you feel about her. Tell her that you love her. You know, let her know what you appreciate, that you're so happy she's in your life. And do things for her that will keep her attracted to you. So sometimes we do the opposite with each other, and it doesn't work.
That's some good, oh my gosh, Lori, that's some good information. And I think that it's going to save a lot of people time, heartache, frustration. But what about those people that want to get connected with you? Can you share with us the best way that they can get their hands on your blog, get a copy of your book, and just stay connected with all the, I think, great information that you have to share?
Yes, and it's all in one spot, so I'll make it really easy, including you can contact me, you know, to talk about working with me. I will coach you and hold your hand step by step through relationships or improving them. All of that information is on my website, and it's LoriAnnDavis.com, and that's spelled LoriAnnDavis.com. You can get all of that information. It's all on there.
Wonderful, and you did make it simple. And for those of you that are listening, if you didn't catch that, then just look above, below. I don't know how you're listening to this right now, but I've posted Lori's links on this interview because I want you guys to stay connected with her and get that great information to transform your relationships. Lori, thank you so much for taking time out to be in the Be Inspired Cafe today. I really enjoyed you.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. I hope that it was incredibly helpful for you. If you want to stay connected and listen to more episodes of the Be Inspired Show, make sure that you subscribe to us on iTunes, or you can visit my website, ericalatrice.com. That's ericalatrice.com. Also, I have a free offer for you guys. If you are a woman and you're a professional woman or a female entrepreneur and you want to get connected with like-minded people that are going to help push you towards your goals, go to ladiesempowerment.com right now to sign up for free for my all-new membership site. I'm so excited to stay connected with you all. Remember to dream big, live on purpose, and of course, be inspired.